This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This is it, guys. The final 12 days of holiday. Brought to you by HSBC Bank. 12 days of holiday. Whoa, they're wrapping up today. We've given away... what is that, $6,000 in gift cards?
Yeah.
It's big. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 instantly wins their share, a $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. The place is beautiful. Go see the inverted tree. While you're there, check out Toomey Love Sack.
Love Sack is so fun. So we went to Love Sack, me, you, Zet, and Bryn, and we jumped and laid on those sacks of love, relaxed, took video there.
We did. We jumped into
Have you seen the video, Sarah?
I have not seen this video.
The one
of you guys
Bryn jumping in is like he does a spin into the thing. It's really, it's another one of Bryn where you just go, he's just a better human. Like, he can do stuff
way cooler than most of us. Like, almost superhuman.
Yeah, he really
is.
Hold
on. I'm going to look at this love sack jumping video.
Superhero-like.
Oh, my God. That is adorable. Put that up on the Alice 973 Instagram, would you? So these are big bean bags. But
yeah, pretty much. But they're like...
I didn't realize high class ones. I didn't know what
they're beautiful.
Oh, that was like a faux fur. Come on, it's gorgeous.
They're really lovely.
I didn't realize that was what the love sack was.
What do you think the love sack was, Sarah?
I don't know, but I didn't know it was beanbags. That's for sure. Love sack,
love sack.
So you should check them out while you're there.
Mm-hmm. The people are really nice.
Rested. Uber pickup and drop off is at Mission Street near Bloomingdale. So that's where you ask to be dropped off from your Uber. Day 12. This is it. We've really enjoyed our 12 days of holiday.
Thank you, Westfield.
And, yeah, thank you. And thanks for everything this season. We did a lot with Westfield
this season.
It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. God, it's amazing. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC, awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Cine Arts at Santana Row in San Jose. Oh!
Oh!
Here's a happy coincidence. Our own Bryn and Yuzette are going to be at the Cine Arts Santana Row tonight!
Sure.
From 4 to 6, they'll be there. Apparently, it's some kind of happy hour. I don't want to say there's going to be drinking, but...
No.
Sounds like there might be. They'll have movie passes to give out. There's a photo set up with holiday props. You can take some cute Christmas photos. And we've even got little ornaments. There are little ugly sweaters that you guys are giving away while supplies last.
Yeah.
So make sure you check that out today. Survivor, the finale was last night. And I would like to say we talked extensively about it. We podcast this show. Mm-hmm. So if you feel that you've missed out and you're really dying to hear us recap Survivor, download the 6 a.m. hour of our podcast. You can go to iTunes, you can go to RadioAlice.com. Podcasts are pretty, once you figure it out, it takes 2 seconds. They're pretty easy. And there's so much on there. We podcast everything. Even something called Our Secret Show, which is a whole additional unique content. And we get to get a little raunchy over there. Today, we're going to be doing our Secret Santa gift exchange. Yuzette is freaking out about it.
Why?
I have a feeling maybe she has me or so. Maybe you have Hooman. Like, you're so scared to give your gift. She wants to do it. She was like, I just want to be first and get it over with.
Why are you so scared, Yuzi?
I just am. I don't know if the person I have is going to like it.
Don't look at me.
Oh, you got Hooman.
Oh, you did
I'm not
you?
Saying that.
Well, if you care that
well,
much,
it's clear that you've
clearly
got Hooman.
Put a lot of time into it, so
I'm going first.
I'm sure it's
gonna
be good.
No, but
Yuzette
Hooman
said she's
going
to go
first.
Well, you're going first.
No, you, Sarah, please
give it to Yuzi. Who you see,
I
how
can't do it.
Stressed
I gotta go
out
first.
She is,
like,
she's
to
totally stressed out. She doesn't want any more tension
like
to build
to be first
for once. Hooman,
year.
Let somebody else go first.
Yeah, for once, be look. unselfish.
Bryn, please don't
for
gang
once,
up.
Just saying for
get
once.
Him.
Just don't. I'll be first.
Texters, get him.
Yeah, texters, get him.
Text me. Give
Yuzi
me
really
support.
Wants to go first.
Don't do that.
Anyway, if you want to listen to our Survivor talk this morning, and we did talk, you know, total spoilers. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, you wouldn't want to listen to it. But it's the 6 o'clock hour. DJ Khaled. Mm-hmm. He, a minor injury, but an injury nonetheless. There we go.
Might I never get enough?
Go, Hooman.
Everybody's head go up. And they say, yeah. And they stay there. And they stay there.
So yesterday, he was on his way to visit Diddy.
What happened?
On a jet ski. Oh. I guess their mansions are connected by water.
In Miami.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I guess he hit some kind of tree. What? In the water. You know, I thought this was only on the west coast of Florida. There's all these mangrove islands, which are really just in the shallows. They're just these trees that grow up. I didn't realize that they had those on the Atlantic side because the waves are so much bigger and it's real ocean as opposed to the Gulf. But I guess he says he opted to take he was going to visit Diddy's house, opted to take a secret route, I guess through the mangroves, and it was covered with downed tree branches. He says, jumped in the water to try to move the ski off the tree. And he showed his bloody leg on Instagram.
Oh.
He says, I cut myself. He said, the key is don't panic. This ain't no joke. I ain't panicking. I just got to figure it out. In life, there is roadblocks. I'm stuck in a tree in the ocean. And then when he finally reaches Diddy's house, he did get some first aid. Damn, D, said Diddy at the sight. At the sight of Khaled's, DJ Khaled's injuries. Look like the Wolverine got to that ass. And then DJ Khaled said, the key is not to panic. Overcome every roadblock. Even if it's a down tree in your way of your jet ski on the ocean.
All right.
You can do it. You can overcome.
Nice.
Just think the funniest part about that is that he takes a jet ski over to Diddy's. I mean, come on.
Well, that's the life they're leading.
Yes. That's a pretty good, seems good. You know, see from the outside, looking in, seems pretty good. I mean, the tree thing aside. But those if it's a mangrove, they're no joke. My sister-in-law got thrown into one of those.
What's her name?
Debbie.
Debbie?
Yeah, John's wife.
What was Debbie doing?
They were on the jet skis, and somebody came screwing through, because there's like these little riverways that go through these mangrove islands.
Right.
And somebody came screwing around a corner and she turned her jet ski to avoid them and the thing pitched her into the, and by island I mean huge grouping of roots that are sticking up and there's like there's knees
right.
coming out of the water, and she was like trapped in there and they had to like extract her, and she was covered head to toe in cuts. It was unbelievable. It's like the death by a thousand cuts thing. And the guy just kept going.
So she died.
She did. She died. It was really sad.
The guy didn't even stop?
No, he just kept on going. He was like oblivious. Rude.
Whoa.
What are you going to do? Stop and apologize?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I got things to do.
Can't drive that thing. Maybe you shouldn't drive that thing.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep on going. So, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He's in the new Jumanji reboot. And I don't know how that'll be. It looks like it's fun, you know. And if you saw the original Jumanji with Robin Williams, you're like, yeah, that's, you know, it was fun. It's a fun movie. And I think it's definitely for children, right? I mean, it seems like a kid movie.
I don't know. It doesn't look that great.
Yeah, I don't want it.
It looks all right. I mean, whatever.
And I'm over Kevin Hart. I really loved him.
Isn't that
so
funny?
Recently.
I'm over him, too. I did watch the SNL from last weekend where he hosted.
Oh, let's hear it.
He was funny in some of the sketches, but I have to say, that clip we played did not really do justice to how terrible his monologue was. It was so tone deaf. And especially, not just in light of every, you know, misogyny and sexism and everything that we're dealing with today. It was just more in the fact that you just cheated on her. And we all know it. And that's what you're going to say? It was just very, like, ugh, it was. But he was funny in some of the sketches.
Okay,
he pulled those.
I've never really got the appeal of that guy. He's like the best comedian out there to me is Chappelle.
Yeah,
stand up. I should say,
you are booing yourself.
That's the guy, and has been for the whole time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it breaks my heart that he used to. We didn't know
how
to
big
appreciate
he'd get, right.
him more. Because he used to just come into our show and hang out for the whole show.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting there like,
cracking white people jokes at us.
Yeah.
The whole time. We're like, oh, cute. And then he goes on to just be incredibly successful and then be incredibly weird. And now he's back and good for him. So anyway, Kevin Hart is now thinking of ruining another Robin Williams movie. He wants to redo Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, he's out there promoting Jumanji, so I'm sure someone asked him, you know, do you want to ruin any other Robin Williams movies? And he was like, I sure do. So he basically says, I'd love to jump into Mrs. Doubtfire, which I thought, well, we have a connection to Mrs. Doubtfire. Maybe Scott Capurro will actually get some work out of this.
Oh!
He could recap his role. Anyway.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't it? Come on, let's get that guy some work. And this picture was everywhere yesterday. You probably saw it. There's
I don't think I did.
I bet you did. I'll bet you anything. Khloe Kardashian's first baby belly picture.
I didn't.
Really? I felt like it was everywhere. I saw it.
Climbed under a blanket and hid for
most
of the
afternoon.
That's right.
You've been so sick, you poor thing.
Let me see.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm going to read the story. The picture is just the belly. And Tristan Thompson is the dad, and his hands are underneath her hands, and their hands seem oily, and her belly seems like they're rubbing in, you know, cocoa butter or something, so she won't get stretch marks or something. It looks oily
because that works, right?
I, you know, it's possible. It didn't work for me.
So you did it.
I did some kind of something, some oil or something, and then I was all psyched because with my first baby, I was like, oh, it totally worked. And he came 2 weeks early, and. And I was fine right up until my second kid's due date. And then when he went 2 weeks past it, my body was ravaged.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, are you looking at the picture?
It is. Sure.
It's super cute. It's really adorable. So she basically, this is them confirming that they're pregnant. She said, I know we've been keeping this quiet, but we wanted to enjoy this between our family and close friends as long as we could. Hello, I'm here. As long as we could privately. Back in September, people were saying she and Tristan are expecting. She's got a bunch
of... we've known all along.
Yeah. Well, immediately, there was a lot of talk. And she's been trying, you know, good for her. She does seem like... They all seem like... I'm sure they're very nice people.
Well, she's had a bunch of miscarriages, right?
She was
so
definitely trying. I don't know about
I'm
the miscarriage.
I'm sure that she wanted to be so careful.
Right.
There probably isn't a worse thing than to have to say, no, that baby didn't make it.
She finally has confirmed her pregnancy. She said, my greatest dream realized. We're having a baby. She's 33. Tristan, I have seen him listed as both 25 and 26. She wrote to him on Instagram, Tristan, thank you for loving me the way that you do. Thank you for treating me like a queen.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for making me feel beautiful at all stages.
Disgusting.
Tristan, most of all, thank you for making me a mommy. Thank you for putting your seed in my womba. This will be their first kid together. He does have a kid from a previous relationship. Let's see. According to her post, she'd been staying out of the spotlight to keep the birth precious moments and best bundle of feelings to themselves. I know we've been keeping this quiet, but we wanted to enjoy this between our family and close friends. Thanks for understanding. He wrote some nice things, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell us, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no.
I'm going to I mean, I wrote things to him, and then he wrote things to me. He wrote, my love. Can I get some like Barry White music or something?
No.
You know, some like sexy time music.
Or Coldplay's
good. Coldplay. Not Coldplay.
I got it. My love. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey in life and allowing to share this moment with you. This is something I'll always cherish. Girl,
he's Canadian. Throw some Canadian.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Girl, you look better now. Sorry. My love.
Sorry.
Get in the boot. My love, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey. I'll get more of those. And entering your life that day, at the Bel Air Hotel. One of the best moments of my life, I'm so happy to be on this journey together with you and creating this angel from the man above. Every day I give thanks to him for bringing us together. I love you so much, and I know our little angel feels the love we share together and will know that mommy and daddy loves them unconditional and forever and ever, amen.
All right.
Then she tweeted, I still can't believe it. Her voice went up because she was so excited.
Can't you two just text each other? What the hell?
They can't. Tristan Thompson also has a one-year-old son named Prince Oliver from a previous relationship with his ex-girlfriend, Jordan Craig. She says, my greatest dream realized, we're having a baby. I've been waiting and wondering, but God had a plan all along.
Wait, how old is Prince?
Oh, Prince is a year old.
A year?
1 year. Yeah.
A year?
1 year old.
How long has Tristan been with?
I don't know, 6 months? Seems like they got pregnant fast.
It seems like they've been together longer than that.
Well, it seems like they would have to have been, but no. It's been not that long.
Are you sure? I thought they were together last year for the NBA playoffs. That would have been a whole year and a half ago.
Let's see. On December 12th, 2016, he had the baby. The other baby. Yeah.
And he was with Chloe then.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think it was in. It's all happened this year. It might not. It might be longer than 6 months, though. I mean, it's been a long year. Let's face it.
That is true.
You ain't kidding about that. Kill me. Anyway, she. Honest to God, it goes on and on. And look how happy they are together. He's super handsome. Anyway, 20-year-old Kylie Jenner has yet to confirm her baby news. The rumor is that little Kylie is pregnant with a girl.
Who's the dad?
I don't know. Who's her boyfriend?
The rapper dude that she's... Travis Scott.
Okay. And then Kanye and Kim are expecting their third child, but they're using a surrogate.
Correct.
And that one, I think, is also a girl. So... Congratulations.
So they supposedly have been together since last year, September of 2016. Oh.
Are you surprised how long their 15 minutes is lasting?
The Kardashians?
Yeah.
I am.
Me too. They're still super hot.
People still want to see them, buy their stuff.
Yeah.
I can't watch them anymore.
Why not? Really? I'm surprised. I thought you did still
I can't pop in on them.
Why can't you do it?
Because I am sick of them.
Boy, you know, just when you think you're done with them, though, something else, you know, like suddenly Kylie gets hot or, you know, the dad changes sex.
Surgery, whichever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that surgery made her hot.
Okay.
That chick's hot now.
She was the ugly one.
She was the ugly one. Like, she was like the unfortunate Kardashian.
She wasn't the ugly one. She was the kid.
No.
She looked like a little girl. And so how's that? That's not ugly.
Rough. No, she was. She had no lips. It was really...
Right.
It was unfortunate. It was too bad. But
how
now
old is she even now?
20. She's 20 now, yeah.
And this has been going on 10 years, so she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
God.
Listen, she's beautiful now. She's all fixed.
They're all fixed.
They fixed it.
They're so beautiful, all of them.
If we're to take last September as them having been together for a year... Uh-huh. Then he left the mom while she was pregnant.
Yeah. They were done. So, and if she's, do we know how far along she is?
Chloe?
Well, it's got to be 5 months, right? Based on the belly look.
She does have, it's bigger than it would be at the first trimester being over, that's for sure.
I don't know. She announced pregnancy. No, I don't. I was thinking about the other, what's Kylie? She's due in the second week of February.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what.
Boy, that has happened fast. I feel like I just saw her in a bikini in Mexico.
Really?
you know, or wherever she was in a bikini. Those are the pictures I see of her. Yeah, I don't know. They say, though, that while Kylie hasn't confirmed her pregnancy, apparently, even though she's giving birth in a month and a half, that Kim gave it away during a promo for the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is still a thing, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Track Palin's ex-wife got a protective order to keep her and the couple's six-year-old daughter safe. Track is the one who just flipped out at Sarah Palin's house and I think like beat up the dad, Todd Palin, and broke in through a window and everyone was covered in blood. And the court took away all Track's visitation with Kyla until Kyla's the six-year-old daughter until the next hearing. There's all kinds of ugly details about what a nightmare this Track Palin kid is. This ex-wife, Britt Hansen, says Track, I guess he flipped out, started throwing tools, and was threatening to beat up his dad, all kinds of bloody confrontations. Anyway, the good news is he has to stay 500 feet away from her and anywhere that she is, and he can't see the kid again until they've revisited this in the court.
The story I saw yesterday, I was laying on the couch, and the TV, when my TV goes to screensaver, it starts putting little news blurbs in the corner.
Okay. And that's nice.
Yeah, and it put Willow Palin announces she's engaged. And I was like, did they really put out an engagement announcement to, I guess what, squash the Track is a
nightmare?
Is a domestic
terror? Possibly.
Yeah.
All right, Willow, it's up to you now.
Yeah.
We got to get some counter news out there. So is this going to be her? Was she ever married to that Levi guy? Because she was
Levi
definitely
Johnston?
Yeah, she has a kid with him. She's got a kid with some other dude that she like backed out on the wedding at the last minute. Right? She's had some crazy.
I don't know. The little blurb I thought was so fishy smelling. Just
am I thinking
of
Bristol?
I think you're thinking of
Bristol. I'm thinking of Bristol.
Yeah, this was Willow.
Yeah, there's
Willow's 23. She's never been married. She's been dating this guy for 4 years.
Willow, Piper, and Bristol are the girls, right?
Yeah. Yep, Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Anywho. Boy, there's another family we should all keep up with.
Keep it up with the Palins.
Yeah. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to do a couple Christmas stories in the news, but I also will get to your texts early because we have a 45-minute movie review coming up in the next
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Do not forget that coming up at 9:15-ish, we're doing the movies reviews. I'm so excited to hear about Downsizing.
That's what we're starting with.
Good. I'm almost more excited about that than I am about The Disaster Artist, which I've got to go see. So many things to do. I'm so glad I'm going up. I can't see a bunch of movies.
Yeah. And you know what?
Sarah.
Wow. We're going to be smart with our time, so don't worry.
I don't know Rudy, Sarah, so...
Yeah, I can't shut that guy up. All right, round 9:15 or so. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euro Money.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Love some Bay Club.
We do love the Bay Club. They helped us so much this year with our fundraising efforts.
Yeah.
Yep, that's for sure.
To the tune of $111,000.
Oh, incredible.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So when you consider who you want to do business with or where you want to go in your free time.
Right.
Think about the Bay Club.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, there you go.
They do good stuff for all of us.
Happy.
Here's what's happening. So I'll run through a few of these things, then I'll get to your text because we do, I was joking, 45 minutes, but it's going to be an extra movie review. There's like four movies and there's also the top five.
Their top five lists.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, we'll give you plenty of time.
For the top five and just a hint to the top five. What is the fifth one on your list, Hooman?
It's a movie that has to do with superhero.
What's it called?
The Avengers, everyone.
Oh.
Did I get it?
I don't want to say anything.
That's a
else.
Yes.
I got it.
Give it away now.
Just tell me this. What's number four?
No, that's it, big boy.
No, big boy.
Big boy.
What?
Yeah, big boy.
Big boy.
Today
Christmas
is the
time.
Winter solstice, everyone. It's the
like right now.
We just crossed over into winter, everyone.
It's winter. So. Winter's here. That means it's Christmas time. Woo!
Actually, you know, on the front page of today's Chronicle, they're showing the snow as the making snow is a big part of the business up there in our local mountains, and they say they're doing it. The higher elevations are looking pretty good because they've been able to make snow. It's getting cold enough. And they also got a little bit of snow from
they
that
did.
Storm that moved through early this week, so that's good news. Anyway, today is the shortest day of the year. The sun will set before 5 o'clock today.
But then it starts getting longer again, which is great news.
Winter
is here. It's finally here. It's been coming for years.
Oh, yeah, that show.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You miss it?
Yeah. And it's like it's still 2 years until it comes back.
2 years?
What do they say? Summer of 2019?
Yeah.
Oh, year and a half. On. I know, it's gross.
I'm going to forget everything by then.
No, you know what? In between, you should rewatch the whole thing. I loved watching it again. I thought it was great. I might do it. What do you think, Hooman? You want to come over and we'll just watch it again? The whole thing?
Game of Thrones? Yeah. I don't know. No, that sounds like a big waste of time. I'm sorry. I mean, what we've got. I want that last season. There's got to be a new show we can watch in January.
Okay, we'll
try The Punisher, you guys. It's really good.
I'm down with The Punisher.
I'm down with The Punisher, too.
But didn't you say it was a lot of violence?
It's very violent.
That doesn't bother me one bit.
That doesn't bother you?
As long as it's not baby violence. He gets really mad at baby violence.
It's not baby violence.
Who wants to see a baby's heart get cut?
The Punisher goes after bad guys.
Yeah.
Guys who have wronged him and his family.
And I like that actor, too.
He's good.
Yeah. What's his name in real life?
I have no idea.
He was Shane from The Walking Dead, the first couple seasons of that.
He's good.
He's like a twisted dude.
Weirdly, I started The Misses on it, and I went to go watch an episode yesterday, and she's mowed through 9 of them, and I'm still at 4.
Funny.
Is his name John Bernthal?
Yeah. That sounds right.
It does.
I don't know that guy. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't?
You well, I haven't seen him on anything except for The Walking Dead. So
yeah, and I don't watch that.
Yeah.
He really. That's just not catchy. I don't know.
Bernthal.
Well, nobody knows his name.
Right.
He's nice looking.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah,
he's really good. Yeah, you will love this. If you, I don't know that The Punisher is part of the Mar-Vell world.
It is. It's part of the Mar-Vell.
Mar-Vell.
But you will love it because of that. Super dark.
The Punisher has a lot of crossover with Spider-Man and sometimes even Blade.
Oh.
I don't even know who Blade is.
We're going to do our Secret Santas today on our secret show, everyone. Sorry, Rudy.
Yeah, bummer.
Sorry, buddy. I don't know why we didn't get you in on the game.
We didn't we just didn't.
We got him something
I want to say we made a special call to Santa. Santa might swing by.
You surprised him.
Well,
were you a good boy, Rudy?
No.
You did your
best. He wasn't.
We know that's
not good
enough.
He was a bad boy.
Did you bring us anything?
Just my love and gratitude.
Go get some donuts.
Yeah, Sarah asked for donuts. What's up?
Get out of here.
What do you want, jelly?
No, just a regular glazed donut.
Yeah, she wants a
glazed. I'm kidding.
I got a list of the worst Christmas presents. At the top is ugly clothing. You don't buy it ugly or thinking it's ugly, though, right?
Right.
You think you're getting something they're going
to
like.
It's hard to buy clothing. There's no question. And I remember being like, once you get up to be about 13, 14, 15, and toys aren't really the thing anymore, and so your parents just buy you clothes and you have to be nice about it, and it's just something that you're like, oh god, my mom's tasting clothes. So I know what size pants my kids wear, so I buy them the pants that I know they like.
I used to put it down on paper. This is exactly what you should get me.
Right. You want me to be happy?
I could make that and sew the OP on there for you. I'm like, that is not gonna do it, Mom. Okay. I don't understand why we have to have this conversation.
Because I've got a sewing machine.
I can't afford that $20 for shorts. Okay, well then let's not get me any shorts. But I can make them.
She could. She could.
No.
You should have let her try.
No.
Like, go ahead and give it a try, Mom.
No. Anyway, ugly clothing makes the list. A toiletry kit, bath salts, or a bottle of bubble bath. These are the worst Christmas presents.
Socks are there. Oh, I love socks.
Good socks are something that everybody would love.
My kids are both getting socks.
I ask for socks every year here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You do. I think I got you 2 years in a row and got you socks.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of those already?
Yeah, I mean like 3 or 4 socks, actually. I mean 3 or 4 years. Remember, you get me like a keyboard 1 year, you get me a motorcycle the other year, and then the other time.
A motorcycle jacket.
You got him a motorcycle?
No, I would never do that.
I never got a motorcycle.
After he crashed, I got him that thing with the Kevlar.
She's encouraging me to ride. Thanks, Sarah.
I wasn't. I was saying, if you must, then at least wear this thing that you won't.
Thank God he rode his motorcycle that day we interviewed James Franco, man.
He was
able to whip through the city, fix all our gear, get it ready.
Were you on the back? Boom, 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 boom,
no,
on the back?
No, I just waited at the Ritz-Carlton for him. No, I didn't do that. I was at the Ritz waiting for him. But he saved that interview, and he performed for those guys.
I didn't get him a motorcycle, Vinny. I think you're not hearing the follow-up conversation. You're doing that fixation thing again.
I really do want one, though.
But you can't have one. Because you're a dad now, and bad things happen on motorcycles.
Oh, come on.
Really bad things happen.
He's a dad, too.
Yeah, and he shouldn't be on a motorcycle. And remember when
he crashed and was
in a wheelchair? I didn't get him one.
For weeks, he was in a wheelchair.
A wheelchair.
It just so happened that I hit both of my legs at the same time. I could have.
At the same damn time.
Yeah, you got thrown off here. You're just sliding along and breaking both your ankles.
It just so happened.
Like, if I hurt one of them in my hand or something, it wasn't like I was that bad. It was just
You were in a wheelchair. I walked in that Monday, and there you were in a wheelchair.
And Sarah started to cry when she saw
you. I did start crying. I burst into tears because he got in an accident a mile from my house and didn't even call me. Like, I would have rushed to the scene.
That's why
I didn't even find out until two days later at work.
Frantic mom.
Oh, my God.
We're all worried about you,
Brian. Yeah.
Hey, you just complimented me for riding the motorcycle
the
other day.
Thank God you wrote it that day.
And how did we get off the fact that I never got a motorcycle from you?
And you never will. I'll give you the world, Vinny, but not that.
Aren't you the one that told us the story of when you got a motorcycle, your mom stopped talking to you?
Yes.
That's a true story.
If you do that again, we're all stopped talking to you.
We're going to stop talking to you.
We'll talk to you on the show,
and then after that, we're not talking to you.
No.
We won't even do that.
We won't even make eye contact. We'll just be like, oh, is there
a
ghost talking?
We'll just look at each other. Yeah.
We'll be like, oh, is there someone else here?
I don't know.
Nang, 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 in the background.
You can't hear me. Really.
Should we practice?
Yeah. And then what happened, Sarah?
Other things. And there was no one else there. Even though there seemed like a disturbance in the atmosphere. Nope. No one was there.
Yeah.
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 So no to the motorcycle.
It's a hard no.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. 415 says, a 45-minute movie review? What sort of new hell is this? First Trump, then Me Too, and then you round out 2017 with an extra crunchy spoiler-filled review with the guy who produced The Next Room.
Oh, man.
Low blow, 415.
Listen, if he didn't produce The Next Room, it would be a good thing.
The only way I'd ever see Pitch Perfect 3 would be if Anna, Brittany, and Haley got naked.
Oh. I don't even know who Brittany and Haley are.
They're in your show, aren't they?
I don't know. All I know is I don't know the names of all the actresses. You just know Anna Kendrick and
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Hooman, be a gentleman and let Yuzette go first.
No way.
Yeah, be a gentleman.
Can't do it. Not today.
Who? Get over yourself and let Yuzi go first.
Get over yourself.
Give her a massage. That was an extra gift from me to her.
Stop fighting. Draw numbers for who goes first.
No.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
That seems fair.
Thank you.
Keep your number in your hand.
See, this is what happens when you say texters get him, Bryn. Dummy.
I like their input.
Me too.
Get over yourself, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
Can't do it.
If Yuzette has Hooman, I hope she got him soap on a rope.
Yeah, soap on a rope for you.
And a loofah.
Who do you have?
I'm not saying.
All right.
Well, she either has Hooman or me. I was getting that vibe distinctly.
248 says, the laundry magnet ball is a cool idea, searching the web and found no reputable source saying they actually work.
Yeah, I know. There, it's hard for me to, like, I'm doing it just to try it for my mom, but it's, and frankly, it would be great to not dump laundry detergent into the, into our waterways. So, you know, I wish that it did work, but it did not get that grease stain out. I'm sorry. And it wasn't like the thing had sat there overnight either. It's pretty fresh grease stain.
415 says, watching Godless, loving it.
Oh my God,
thank you
so
for the recommendation.
Good. Try and get to that over vacation. That's so good, Benny.
Shh. You hear that? Somewhere out there, Scott Capurro is screaming at the radio because Vinny didn't name him as his favorite comedian. Scott's very good, but my personal favorite. And in fact, I really don't go out and see stand-up. I've seen Scott, but I went and saw Chappelle, too. Mm. I saw him in Eugene after the meltdown.
Oh,
after he left Comedy Central, was that what it was?
I think that is where
he walked out on season two
and $200
after
million
signing
dollars.
Some big contract, right. And then he went and did a tour, and he came through Eugene.
But it was all surprise dates and stuff too. Like it wasn't, you didn't know days ahead of time.
Yeah, I got to see him though. He was great. I'm over Kevin Hart too. Used to love him, but after SNL, I'm done watching him.
Oh. He didn't do himself any favors, frankly.
From what my girlfriend just told me, he left his pregnant girlfriend to be with Chloe. That's about Tristan, the new boyfriend, Chloe's new...
Well, something happened while his girlfriend was pregnant.
His family was pissed off about it. Oh, here's more. Tristan left his ex-girlfriend before his son was born to be with Chloe.
The heart wants what it wants.
It is rumored he is not very involved in his son's life.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, surprise. He's got a new girlfriend and a baby on the way. No wonder he's not involved.
You know, that's the thing. When you hear a guy, like you did all that sexy talk on the Twitter. When you hear a guy doing all that, and then you know that he's just been a total...
tool.
Some bastard.
Other girls reading that going, you're going to get yours, Chloe.
Am I, though? It just comes off as he's an actor.
She doesn't care. She just wants the baby.
You're just putting on a show.
She's just so psyched to
be
reproducing.
Did you see the pictures of Tristan's ex-girlfriend?
No.
She's so hot. Jordan Craig.
Yeah.
Pull her up. Let's have a look.
510 says, Yuzette, if I bring a bag of avocados to your appearance at Santana Row today, will you be able to take some to Sarah?
Chuck?
Is that from Chuck? I was so jealous, Chuck. No one shared the avocado love with me.
Or me.
Well, because I was eating them.
And you guys
I ate
were,
them.
You guys were in the wrong location.
Yeah, you guys weren't there. You weren't at the right spot.
Yes,
yeah.
Chuck, please.
Burn on you.
Although, actually... Well, they take a long time to ripen, right?
Yeah. They did.
Jordan Craig.
That's the girl?
Oh, let's have a look.
Tristan Thompson's girl.
Damn, what? Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous how hot she is.
Where is that, Seattle?
I don't know where that is.
I think that's a space. No?
It's a weird-shaped wall. Oh. It has a bar. Yeah,
the Space Needle?
The top of the Space
Some
Needle looks
right
like. Oh,
boats.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even look at the background. Vinny, I can't believe you did. That's some serious camel toe happening. Well, imaginary. And tiniest waist you ever saw. That's an hourglass right there. Is that pre-baby or?
I would assume it's pre-baby.
Never mind.
Don't say it.
What?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Is it pre or?
Oh, no. Post? I was going to tell you. I have a story to tell you about my Secret Santa, but it would tip you off as to.
Oh.
I can't.
Well, we'll all tell those stories on the Secret Show today.
Right.
Yeah, save it for
Join
the Secret
for
Show.
Join us for the Secret Show podcast, everyone.
Enjoy the Christmas love. I just cannot wait to hear, like, Hooman's reaction and what the hell's going on with Yuzette. And what did you. Like, I'm intrigued by whatever. Who Yuzette got and what did she get them because she's so nervous about her gift.
650 says, I just spit out my coffee at Barrette.
Barrette.
The way Sarah says Barrette is how we say it on the East Coast. She is not wrong.
Well,
yeah, she is.
Also,
Barrette.
Barrette.
Oh, Sarah, we love you.
Oregon.
Adding salads list, Barrette, hot dog, rum.
Roommate.
I'm such a dork in that clip too. Like,
Daryl, how are you?
Daryl, how are you?
That still makes me laugh.
Oh, congratulations. I'm getting a laugh.
Bonnie 650 says, Bonnie, I love the story of her standing up for herself. I'm a mother of 5 daughters. Please, please, please never stop encouraging her to speak her mind and defend her space. Society teaches girls to be nice at the expense of our own comfort.
Yep. Yeah.
Times are changing, but women and young girls deserve to know they can forcefully and kindly enforce their boundaries. I taught my girls this, and they are grown into kind and friendly young women who are comfortable enforcing their personal boundaries. I didn't make them hug people either.
Yep.
Having it reinforced at home is very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, building up her confidence and teaching
make sure
her
that
to
you
handle her business
her.
Is, I do.
Say, no, I mean, about this.
Oh.
Like that she, you know,
ooh,
look.
I kind of got crap for that, though.
You should say, it was dad's, you shouldn't have said punk. I guess that's the offensive word. But there's absolutely no reason that little girl can't say, that's your opinion.
The way the story was told to me, I can just see the little kids, too. Their eyes all bugged out as my daughter sort of let it rip.
That's your opinion, punk, at the top of her voice. But listen, what about the little kid who called what she was wearing stupid? Like, that's so lame. Good for her for standing up for herself.
I agree.
And 100% like, be like, you rocked it. Dad.
She nailed it. What'd she do wrong?
Dad was mistaken in telling you to scream punk. Maybe we could use young man or something.
408, Sarah keeps adjusting her bra. Sarah, feel free to take that off. We just want you to be comfortable.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I thought you quit bras.
I started back up on them a few months ago. The third love thing.
Mm. Really?
I actually really like this bra, so I have the third love one on right now, but I don't know. It's just like bras in general.
I don't know what's happening now, but we have to break. We'll be back
noises.
With the longest movie review of the winter.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.